This is the listening test of the Year 9 Final Examination in English. There are four tasks in this test. You will hear the recording twice for all of the tasks. Now turn to Task 1. Task 1. You will hear a talk about planning your dream trip. You will hear the recording twice. Before you listen, read the sentences below. While you listen, complete the sentences. Write no more than three words in each gap. An example 0 has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to read the sentences.
Practical Traveler here. Today, I'm going to be discussing how to plan your dream trip. First things first, set your budget. Your budget will determine everything, from where you go and how long you go, to the type of experience that you're going to get from traveling. And, of course, your budget needs will differ in different parts of the world. So, don't determine how long you can travel for, because your budget is going to determine that for you. 2. Pick a place. We've all got dreams. If you're like me, I want to go everywhere. So, pick a place, wherever. It's always better to have too many places on your list than not enough. 3. Pick a time. For example, during the high season, it's going to be packed. The attractions are going to have queues for hours. Hostels will be full, and flight prices skyrocket in the high season. So, if possible, go during the low season. But if you can't and you have to go during the high season, put it in your budget and expect to pay more. Even at restaurants, they will raise the prices because it's high season, and they know you have to eat. 4. Limit the number of places you visit. The number of travelers that I have met who skipped from place to place, spending a day or two in each, in my opinion, I don't feel like they experienced the culture. So, relax. Take your time and absorb the culture. But don't stay too long in one place, because you will get bored. And 5, my final tip. Do your research, especially if you are a first-time traveler or backpacker. Have a look at different hostels. Have a look at the prices and how they fluctuate. Don't just Google a tour to the Pyramids of Giza and expect the first one to be the price you have to pay. Once you get over there, haggle a little. If you're like me, I like to plan and book everything before I leave. However, this can allow you to miss out on a lot of chances. So, there you have it. These are my 5 backpacking tips to planning your dream trip.
Listen again and check your answers.
Practical Traveler here. Today, I'm going to be discussing how to plan your dream trip. First things first, set your budget. Your budget will determine everything, from where you go and how long you go, to the type of experience that you're going to get from traveling. And, of course, your budget needs will differ in different parts of the world. So, don't determine how long you can travel for, because your budget is going to determine that for you. 2. Pick a place. We've all got dreams. If you're like me, I want to go everywhere. So, pick a place, wherever. It's always better to have too many places on your list than than not enough. 3. Pick a time. For example, during the high season, it's going to be packed. The attractions are going to have queues for hours. Hostels will be full, and flight prices skyrocket in the high season. So, if possible, go during the low season. But if you can't and you have to go during the high season, put it in your budget and expect to pay more. Even at restaurants, they will raise the prices because it's high season and they know you have to eat. 4. Limit the number of places you visit. The number of travelers that I have met who skipped from place to place, spending a day or two in each, in my opinion, I don't feel like they experienced the culture. So, relax. Take your time and absorb the culture. But don't stay too long in one place because you will get bored. And 5, my final tip. Do your research, especially if you are a first-time traveler or backpacker. Have a look at different hostels. Have a look at the prices and how they fluctuate. Don't just Google a tour to the Pyramids of Giza and expect the first one to be the price you have to pay. Once you get over there, haggle a little. If you're like me, I like to plan and book everything before I leave. However, this can allow you to miss out on a lot of chances. So, there you have it. These are my 5 backpacking tips to planning your dream trip.
That is the end of task 1. Now move on to task 2. Task 2. You will hear some people talk about sports. You will hear the recording twice. Before you listen, read the sentences A to H below. While you listen, match the sentences to the speakers and write letters B to H in the table. There are 2 extra sentences that you do not need to use. An example 0 has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to read the sentences. Example 0.
To stay in shape, I try and walk a lot, is one thing. And also, I cycle into work 2 or 3 times a week. Now, that might not sound like much, but I actually work on top of a mountain, so that's a fair amount of exercise. It takes me about 30-40 minutes.
Speaker 1.
Exercise, including going to the gym, doing yoga, dancing, hiking, whatever physical activity I can get my hand on that doesn't involve really going to the gym would be preferable.
Speaker 2.
I like to go running 2 or 3 times a week, but to be honest, I'm not the best runner. I probably walk for 15 minutes, then run for 10, and then walk for another 15 minutes. I'm hoping someday I can work up to run, to do running for at least 20 minutes.
Speaker 3.
I love playing rugby. I can't do it very often. And usually when I do it, I end up hurt for a week, but it's a good kind of pain. And I like team games very much, so rugby's a good game to play for that.
Speaker 4.
I like to go to the gym a few times a week. I like to go to the gym. I really like running, but at the moment it's quite cold outside, so I don't like to go running outside, so usually I go to the gym and use the treadmill.
Speaker 5.
I love to play tennis. I think it's a really fun sport, but I actually don't like to watch it. I think it's pretty boring to watch. And I love to watch basketball. I think it's so cool to watch the ball go back and forth. It's very fast-paced, and I love watching the players dunk, but I hate to play basketball.
Listen again and check your answers. Speaker 1.
Exercise, including going to the gym, doing yoga, dancing, hiking, whatever physical activity I can get my hand on that doesn't involve really going to the gym would be preferable.
Speaker 2.
I like to go running 2 or 3 times a week, but to be honest, I'm not the best runner. I probably walk for 15 minutes, then run for 10, and then walk for another 15 minutes. But I'm hoping someday I can work up to run to do running for at least 20 minutes.
Speaker 3.
I love playing rugby. I can't do it very often, and usually when I do it, I end up hurt for a week, but it's a good kind of pain. And I like team games very much, so rugby's a good game to play for that.
Speaker 4.
I like to go to the gym. A few times a week, I like to go to the gym. I really like running, but at the moment it's quite cold outside, so I don't like to go running outside. So usually I go to the gym and use the treadmill.
Speaker 5.
I love to play tennis. I think it's a really fun sport, but I actually don't like to watch it. I think it's pretty boring to watch. And I love to watch basketball. I think it's so cool to watch the ball go back and forth. It's very fast-paced, and I love watching the players dunk, but I hate to play basketball.
That is the end of task 2. Now move on to task 3. Task 3. You will hear some announcements. You will hear the recording twice. Before you listen, read the sentences below. While you listen, tick the correct option, A, B, or C. An example 0 has been done for you. You now have 45 seconds to read the sentences. Example 0.
Iberian Airways flight 268 to Barcelona is now ready for boarding. Will all passengers for this flight proceed to gate 42?
Question 13.
The next train to arrive at platform 11 will be the 1820 Avanti West Coast service to Blackpool North. First class accommodation is at the rear of the train. Unreserved seating can be found in coach C.
You can find the shop in Coach D for delicious hot and cold refreshments.
Question 14.
Your attention, please. We are sorry that the 0936 service to Holyhead is delayed by approximately 22 minutes. This is due to this train being late from the depot. Transport for Wales apologises for this late running and the inconvenience this may cause you.
Question 15.
This is the last call for passengers travelling to Rome on Alitalia flight 571, due to leave at 12:40. Will any remaining passengers please go immediately to gate 12, where the flight is now closing?
Question 16.
This is an important announcement. Due to extreme weather conditions, Stockholm Airport has closed until tomorrow morning. Will all passengers on SAS flight 108 due to depart at 13:30 please report to the airport information desk. Thank you.
Question 17.
Olympic Airways regret to announce the delay of flight 4022 to Athens due to depart at 13:45. This flight is now scheduled to depart at 15:40.
Question 18.
We are sorry to announce that the 1807 service to Weymouth is delayed by approximately 16 minutes. This is due to a fault on a train in front of this one.
Listen again and check your answers. Question 13.
The next train to arrive at platform 11 will be the 1820 Avanti West Coast service to Blackpool North. First class accommodation is at the rear of the train. Unreserved seating can be found in Coach C. You can find the shop in Coach D for delicious hot and cold refreshments.
Question 14.
Your attention, please. We are sorry that the 0936 service to Holyhead is delayed by approximately 22 minutes. This is due to this train being late from the depot. Transport for Wales apologises for this late running and the inconvenience this may cause you.
Question 15.
This is the last call for passengers travelling to Rome on Alitalia flight 571, due to leave at 12:40. Will any remaining passengers please go immediately to gate 12, where the flight is now closing?
Question 16.
This is an important announcement. Due to extreme weather conditions, Stockholm Airport has closed until tomorrow morning. Will all passengers on SAS flight 108 due to depart at 13:30 please report to the airport information desk. Thank you.
Question 17.
Olympic Airways regret to announce the delay of flight 4022 to Athens due to depart at 13:45. This flight is now scheduled to depart at 15:40.
Question 18.
We are sorry to announce that the 1807 service to Weymouth is delayed by approximately 16 minutes. This is due to a fault on a train in front of this one.
That is the end of task 3. Now move on to task 4. Task 4. You will hear a talk about guinea pigs. You will hear the recording twice. Before you listen, read the information in the table below. While you listen, complete the table. Write no more than 3 words in each gap. An example 0 has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to read the information.
Guinea pigs are actually neither pigs, nor are they from Guinea, as people think. They are originally coming from the Andes Mountains in South America. Their physical structure is quite similar to pigs, which is why they are named as guinea pigs. They need a lot of space to remain active. You have to remember that they need cages that are far bigger than what you would usually buy for other rodent pets. When you buy cages from a pet store or online, you should specifically choose the ones that are designed for guinea pigs, so that you can be assured of getting a cage that is big enough for your pets. Fleece is the most popular guinea pig bedding material used by many pet owners. You can also wash the fleece bedding easily. Have you seen your guinea pigs hop up and down with a lot of excitement? As a new pet owner, you might be surprised and worried to see this behavior from your pets. However, rest assured knowing that this is not a cause of concern at all. Guinea pigs keep jumping up and down many times, only when they are happy about something. Closely observe their actions, and you will be thrilled to note that they do this when you are back from a long trip, or when they have missed you a lot. You need to feed vitamin C-rich food to your guinea pigs. They need vitamin C intake every day for their overall growth and development. Ensure that you don't feed them sugars and other treats, because they can easily cause problems in guinea pigs. Guinea pigs are pets that demand a lot of time and attention from you. When they are cared for properly, they can live up to 8 years. This means they need a long-term commitment from you. They are very social animals, and they love to chat with you through different sounds and gestures. One of their favorite sounds is weeking. They make strange sounds and very chatty animals. More often than not, they make weeking sounds when they are hungry. They are very social. Guinea pigs that aren't domesticated always live in herds. You can find at least 5 guinea pigs in a group. So, when you are thinking of getting one of these as a pet, you should always think of buying more than one. They grow and develop well when they have company. Some of these top 10 facts about guinea pigs might be familiar to you. However, it is important to pay attention to these facts, especially when you are thinking of bringing them home as pets.
Listen again and check your answers.
Guinea pigs are actually neither pigs, nor are they from Guinea, as people think. They are originally coming from the Andes Mountains in South America. Their physical structure is quite similar to pigs, which is why they are named as guinea pigs. They need a lot of space to remain active. You have to remember that they need cages that are far bigger than what you would usually buy for other rodent pets. When you buy cages from a pet store or online, you should specifically choose the ones that are designed for guinea pigs, so that you can be assured of getting a cage that is big enough for your pets. Fleece is the most popular guinea pig bedding material used by many pet owners. You can also wash the fleece bedding easily. Have you seen your guinea pigs hop up and down with a lot of excitement? As a new pet owner, you might be surprised and worried to see this behavior from your pets. However, Rest assured knowing that this is not a cause of concern at all. Guinea pigs keep jumping up and down many times, only when they are happy about something. Closely observe their actions, and you will be thrilled to note that they do this when you are back from a long trip, or when they have missed you a lot. You need to feed vitamin C-rich food to your guinea pigs. They need vitamin C intake every day for their overall growth and development. Ensure that you don't feed them sugars and other treats, because they can easily cause problems in guinea pigs. Guinea pigs are pets that demand a lot of time and attention from you. When they are cared for properly, they can live up to 8 years. This means they need a long-term commitment from you. They are very social animals, and they love to chat with you through different sounds and gestures. One of their favorite sounds is weeking. They make strange sounds and very chatty animals. More often than not, they make weeking sounds when they are hungry. They are very social. Guinea pigs that aren't domesticated always live in herds. You can find at least 5 guinea pigs in a group. So, when you are thinking of getting one of these as a pet, you should always think of buying more than one. They grow and develop well when they have company. Some of these top 10 facts about guinea pigs might be familiar to you. However, it is important to pay attention to these facts, especially when you are thinking of bringing them home as pets.
That is the end of the listening test. Now move on to the reading test.